grab your change, because it's time to play. This is Club Sega with I Need Fruit.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Club Sega, your one-stop coin-up spot for all your arcade needs. I am your host, as always, I Need Fruit. What is up, guys? Hello. And, we've got an interesting show for you tonight. I keep trying to avoid saying awesome, because I always say my shows are awesome, and, you know, that could be misconstrued in a couple of ways. Hopefully this one's awesome. We're going to be talking about Puyo Puyo a bit later on. Of course, the action... competitive puzzler that where you drop miscellaneous blobs on each other and, yeah, you know, create spells. And I'm not too sure what the actual storyline of Puyo Puyo is. Or if you were in America and Europe, you might know the game as Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, of course. So yeah, we'll be chatting about that a bit later, as well as me getting my old man hat on after this first music batch and asking about playing games in the same room and whether or not that has any merit in this day and age. Spoilers, it does. Hello and welcome. This is a show all about arcade stuff, if you've never tuned in before. We started the show off there with some Super Monocle GP, two tracks from the game, Contentment and Exhaust Fumes, the awesome Exhaust Fumes there. That's right, Super Monaco GP, for anyone who doesn't know, was like a F1 kind of simulator game, I guess you'd say, for the arcade. It very, very much was amazing for its time. The graphics, the sound, as you just heard, very impressive. It was actually released in 1989 and only included one track. I'll give you the guess of the track. It, of course, that was Monaco. So yeah, you had drove your Formula One car around Monaco, and people loved it. People went mad for it. So and so they should. You know, it was a decent game for its time. And yeah, if you want to check it out, then you can always I don't know, Google it, I guess. I don't know. You're on your own after this show. I only know the bare minimum I need to know to be able to play you music. Okay, let's say hello to everyone in the chat room tonight. Hello to Trigon, Esper K, Wofox, II1980. Hello to you. I think I haven't seen you around in the IRC before, so hello, II. A winner was you, CD-ROM, CTR, Dragon Blaze, Fluffy Foxy, a ton of guests. Welcome, be my guest. Disney reference, let's go. Mick Bynes, Mikhail24RD, Sarah Rose, Spinnick, Trainer Purple, Trekkie, Vegeta, Voice, and Zimmer Fox. Hello to everyone. And Rexy's just joined us. What's up, Rexy? And so is Mikhail. Hey, Mikhail, I haven't seen you in a while. How is it going? Yeah, we just mentioned Formula One, so that's what you're going to do to summon a Mikhail. You just need to start talking about racing games, and he just kind of materializes. There you go. Well, let's crack on with some music. If you want to come and join us in the chat room, then you can. We've got two chat rooms because, you know, why have one? You can either join the IRC if you head over to radiose.ga/IRC, or you can join the Discord. Ooh, the Discord channel, which is, I'll give you a guess, it's radiose.ga/Discord. There you go, it's that easy. Also, at Radio Sega, if you want to say something to me over on Twitters. All right, let's do this. We've got a cracking tune. I swear I've made that joke every time we're about to play this. But we've got a cracking DJ track coming up for you now. This is Double Moon. You're listening to Club Sega. That's right, right here on Radio Sega.
Of the best Sega music on the internet. Radio Sega. 10 years for Sega ears.
Code 01. system overlord. Soon the fourth tentacle system.
Now that block was very Japanese. Let's go. Oh my goodness. That was from the Tunifium there. That was Change Our My Eye. Before that, we played you a Vocaloid track from Hatsune No Miku Project Diva Arcade. I don't know why I said it Vocaloid like that. Who knows? That was called Diva Mix. And then before that, of course, we played you Kraken DJ Double Moon. Cool, so there we go, first batch of music done. Yeah, and it was quite Japanese. That's one thing I quite like about the playlists that I've been making for this show so far, is that they have that kind of Japanese angle, because, to be honest, that's a majority of the arcade music I play on this kind of show is obviously all originated from Japan, so yeah, can't really get away from it that much. But I was saying, I'm not sure if I should be concerned, but I'm starting to really warm up to a lot of these Vocaloid tracks. I'm going to have to dig out that yodeling one as well at some point, maybe next week. Talking about tracks and stuff, Mikhail24RD asked if he could request a song, and of course he could request a song, so I've just whacked a song in the playlist for him. Anyone else feel the need to listen to a Sega arcade tune, then just let me know. PM me, at me, whatever you need to do to get that song on the playlist. Whatevs, I'm not fussed. Okay, cool. Well, we're talking about Summer of Sonic in the IRC. Was kind of going, oh, I'm not sure, guys. Should I go? Should I not go? I might need to spend about 50 quid on a ticket, because you need those T-shirts, of course. I'm the same. I think I dropped about 50 quid on the Kickstarter to get a T-shirt. And, what other reason do you need to go other than T-shirts? And as Voice says, I appreciate that as well. The hanging out at bars and restaurants and stuff is great. Once you've listened to Crush 40, you know, go grab a beer. It's always a good plan. Anyone else going to Summer Sonic? Let us know. I can't wait. It's going to be so hype. Let's do this. But let's move on to the first topic of the show that I had planned. And that's to do with co-op, and more importantly, playing games in the same room. Now, of course, being an arcade show, we are no stranger to having to stand next to the person you're playing against, or even just standing around playing games with your mates. And it's kind of one of those things where me and my wife play games up together all the time, and actually the Xbox 360 and obviously the PC were some of my favourite gaming experiences were from that generation because of split screen. And split screen has kind of disappeared nowadays due to the kind of crazy processing power, I'm guessing, that you need to run two games side by side. Any of you guys out there have any opinions on sofa co-op or just playing games in general? I know that there's a lot of arguments to get rid of it. I mean, it's just wasting time developing a game. Everyone's got an internet connection now, so why not just have one game per console? Also, some people would be cynically saying that if you had split screen, that means you would need to buy another game. So, you know, split screen means one game. Obviously, no split screen means there's two people buying a game. I don't really buy that argument. I don't think developers are that greedy. Or should I say publishers are that greedy, but who knows? Who knows what they're thinking behind those closed doors when they're making those games? Let me know what you think about co-op in general, whether or not you're up for it, or you'd rather sit at home with your own big screen and chat to your mates online, or whether there's some kind of beauty in playing games in the same room. I know for a fact that I have mates that I obviously, big fighting game fan, I'm used to fighting people in the street. I'm used to like playing with people on the sofa, or you know, at least in close proximity to them, so you can trash talk them and stuff. But I'm a master of trash talk. Oh yeah, I mean, I might not be the best player, that's the problem. I can talk the talk, but sometimes walking the walk is a different story altogether. Anyway, let's move on from that. Jamie says he doesn't mind co-op, but not split screen. He prefers system link. I can agree with that. If you can afford two PCs or two consoles and the two games, which just seems kind of killer, system link is awesome. I have a very fond memory of actually playing Gears of War with two Xbox 360s and two TVs, split screen, four of us in the same room doing horde mode. That was pretty godlike. Left 4 Dead, yeah, that would be a tricky one. Voice says, I can't imagine a game like Left 4 Dead working with local co-op split screen. That's true, yeah. I mean, any of those kind of FPS games, I feel, would kind of you lose a lot, don't you? You do lose a lot from split screen. Let's see what other people are saying. I says two views on split screen. Yeah, Streets of Rage 2. That's a great one. Those kind of old school side scrolling brawlers, great for co-op. So yeah. Also, I don't know, but I'm guessing Rocket League is split screen. I haven't actually tried out it with more than one player because I'm forever alone. But Resident Evil 5, there. That's a great game for sofa co-op. Yeah, survival horror doesn't really spring to mind when you think about sofa co-op, does it? But yes, Resident Evil 5, that's a good one. Jamie just pointed out there. Anyway, let's play some music and chat about this and other stuff. When we get back, we'll talk about the awesome game that is Puyo Puyo. But for now, let's get our rally shoes on and drive a car. Yeah. Amazing segue, nice one. I need fruit. Okay, let's do this. This is Welcome to Sega Rally from Sega Rally Championship. You're listening to Club Sega right here on Radio Sega.
your one-stop coin-op spot for all your arcade needs. Welcome to Club Sega. We'll be right back.
bit of running in the 90s there. Got to play some Initial D on Club Sega, because, you know, it's the law. There we go. Boom. Ha. Thank you very much, Mikhail, for that awesome request. And, yeah, thanks for requesting an Initial D song. Now, to be honest, I did have an Initial D song. Of course, it was in the playlist already. So I've just swapped them around because, you know, that's the kind of skill level I'm at as a DJ. I can actually now swap out songs. Check me out. Yeah, before that, we played you Holy Orders, Be Just or Be Dead from Guilty Gear XX. Rocking track there. That's the theme of Keys. Yeah, let's go with Keys. Keys theme. And then before that, welcome to Sega Rally, Sega Rally Championship. And as a winner, as you pointed out earlier on, yeah, it is handy to have a car to race with. There you go. Top tip there on Club Sega. We're all learning. And, hang on. Oh, okay, yeah, cool. So, we're going to move on to a section of the show that I like to call Cabinet of the Week. Wow, yes. High-tech, amazing talk beds kind of things we have here that I paid £500 for that sound effect, I'll have you know, so please tell me I wasn't ripped off. This week's game we're going to talk about is Puyo Puyo, of course, the action competitive puzzler. I was about to say platformer, but that's the one thing it doesn't have. It has, like, not RPG elements, but it has like an RPG heritage, I guess you could say. It actually uses characters from Madu Monogatari. Yep, there you go. I'm sorry, SPK, please forgive me. So it's actually from an established RPG. It was made by Compile in 1991 and actually got released in the arcades in 1992 on the Sega System C2. Other games, let's have a look. That's other games that came out on the Sega System C2. There was Stack Columns, Thunder Force AC, very good game, that one, if anyone knows that. I was about to say Puyo Puyo, but that's the one we're talking about. Oh, the Sega Sonic Popcorn Shop, if anyone remembers that. That was a thing a while ago. Someone managed to get a main emulator of the Sega Sonic Popcorn Shop. That's right, it was a machine that made you popcorn, and you had Sonic and Tails, and I'm not sure if there was any input, whether you had to like crank like a lever around or anything, or whether you just kind of stood there and waited for your popcorn. Poto Poto, if anyone knows that one. Waku Waku Marine. I'll stop there, but yeah, Puyo Puyo came out for the Sega System C2, and Jamie said it does start off as an RPG, and Rexy says it's Mado Monogatari, literally magic story. Well, you wait until I try and pronounce the main character's name of this. I'm definitely going to botch that one up, but yeah, so essentially it's a puzzle game. You have to arrange four of the same colour, and they'll disappear, they'll leave you, and obviously the more you do, the more points you get, and the less likely you are to hit the top of the ceiling and die. Of course, that's the very simple version of Puyo Puyo. Most of us know it as a kind of chain building link game, where you would arrange three colours and then pop another three colours around that, and then the original colour on top, and then rinse and repeat until you manage to take out one of the bottom kind of colours, and hopefully they all fall down and you keep comboing. And more combos mean more rocks, or more spells actually. You can hear the characters shouting out Ice Storm and stuff like that if you manage to combo. I know that my lovely but ruthless wife once did a 7-hit combo on me, which was Well, let's just say that game ended very quickly. And, I didn't rage quit. It was just time to stop playing. That's kind of what we did. Anyway, let's go on to some more facts of Puyo Puyo. So, of course, it's competitive. You can play against the computer or human. There is a story, something like the Land of Darkness. And the main bad guy was actually called Satan in Japan. But for obvious reasons that I'm going to go into, they changed his name in the English version to Dark Prince. Now, speaking of English versions, there is an actual English version of the arcade 1992 release of Puyo Puyo, but no one really knows where it came from. There's no discernible real cabs out there that anyone can tell that's, oh yeah, that's an English translation. So some people believe that it's just a MAME translation, but you can get it for MAME. It's, you know, English voices and all sorts, and even change the names, like stuff like, let's have a look, the Minotaurus is now called Max Minotaur, and stuff like that. Draco Centaurus is now called Dragon Woman. Very nice. So yeah, there you go. The main character, I'm just going to get this out of the way, is the main character is called Ariel Naja. Let's go with that. I had to put my Japanese voice on to stand a chance. But we've got some awesome tracks to play you now from this game. This track is quite fond, quite close to my heart. This is actually a track that Resident SD played way back when on Sega Ages. And this is a 13-minute beast of a track. But fear not, it's a medley. So we'll carry on talking a bit about Puyo Puyo when we come back. And I've amassed some more facts about it, because I seem to have really whizzed through those. But yeah, enjoy this one. This is actually from Puyo Puyo CD, but it has all the main kind of theme tracks that you would expect from any Puyo Puyo game. This is DJ's Take Control, Mega Puyo Tracks. Enjoy!
your function. pump up.
You're locked into Radio Sega. 10 years, the Sega is.
Rexy, 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 what have you made? That was, that of course, was a remix by Rexy called I Just Skipped Time Yesterday from Poyo Poyo, of course. Love that track. And as always, gotta do that little promo. You can download that song for free and other awesome songs Just heading over to the RadioSegaBandcamp.com, or you can just go to RadioSega.net and find it over there. Fairly easy. You know, you could probably just Google it. 10 years for Sega ears. There you go. It's all good. So that was a Puyo batch. I've got more Puyo Puyo's tracks to play you. As Trigon just pointed out, he might shake me a lot if I don't play a Tyson 4 from Fever. So I'm going to have to hunt that one down. Otherwise, you know, I'll be shaken. And no one wants to be shaken. Oh, no. So I'm going to play you some Sunset of Puyo Puyo. Actually, this one, Rexy said she loved the original, and I've gone crazy and I've found a remix from that same CD, actually, from the Mega CD kind of remix batch, the Transatlantic mix by the look of it. Yeah, so we'll see what that one's like. It's probably not good practice for a DJ just to pull out a song from the playlist and just whack it on without hearing it. But I'll just say now, I need Fruit in the Management. Take no responsibility for the next song being played. It's a treat, and if it sucks, then we can all laugh at it together. But please don't laugh at me, because my ego is very fragile, and I will probably cry if I'm not already. Okay, let's let me just give you a couple more Puyo facts, which are quite interesting. So something that I was, when I was researching it, a lot of people must have realised that the Puyos look awfully like those bits of slime from Dragon Quest. And I was wondering what came first, the Dragon Quest slime or the Puyo slime? Well, apparently, the founder of Puyo Puyo was conceived by a Compile employee and String Entertainment founder, Kazunori Yonemitsu. Yonemitsu felt that the puzzle games at the time had weak characters, aka non-existent characters, and thus decided to create a puzzle game using characters from Compile's Madu Monogatari, the RPG series. The success of Street Fighter 2 influenced Puyo Puyo's focus on competitive gameplay, with Yonemitsu trying out many mechanics in an attempt to recapture the fighting game's competitive nature. What's really interesting, actually, about that is that Capcom would later go on to release Puzzle Fighter, which is, for all intents and purposes, a more simplified version of Puyo Puyo, with more emphasis on the kind of the combo and counter system that Puyo Puyo kind of pioneered and created. So yeah, what's that? I'm doing a bad job. Oh dear. Anyway, let's play some more music. Oh, I see, yeah, about this, and this is why Puyo Puyo is the best puzzle game ever. I get the feeling that Trigon is a fan. I don't know where this comes from. He says, I need fruit, really, if you play Puyo Puyo song competitively, it just gets bad, because Sun Puyos are really dumb, really fast. Yeah, so Sun Puyos, the thing he's referring to there, was an additional type of Puyo that you could use in that game, and it could mess with your opponent in various ways. That I'm not going to get into, because I will get it wrong, because yeah, I haven't actually played Sun, sorry. I know that it's like, one of the stories is they just get sunburned, and then they just have to walk around trying to get some sunburn lotion from people. That's actually legitimately one of the storylines from it. But yeah, there you go. Let's play you this track, and then I'm going to hunt down this track that Trigon wants, otherwise I'll be shaken. So this is a blind play of this remix, Sunset of Puyo Puyo, the Transatlantic mix. You're listening to Club Sega, right here on Radio Sega. Yes, that is a tune. I love that track. That is nice. Awesome.
To insert coin.
Oh, crap.
You're listening to Club
okay,
Sega.
We got, let me just turn that down a bit. Yeah, we got a Thief's Fiend coming up next. This is from a request from Jamie. There. Oh, could you feel that? That was from F-335 Challenge, and that was called Dignity, which is, as always, something that I lose every week when I do this show. Especially when I talk, I mess everything up and I talk over, especially a requested track. So the track I did talk over, because I got too hype, was Thief's Fiend from Golden Axe, and that was requested by Jamie. Yeah, awesome track, love that. And then before that, we played Puyo Pop Fever, Bony Legendary Strongest Demon, which was, yeah, awesome, kind of chippy, rocky guitar. Loved it. And that was requested by Trigon, under the veil of actually threatening to shake me, which I always appreciate. I like a bit of danger with my requests. And then before that, we played you Sunset of Puyo Puyo. That was the Transatlantic Mix from the Mega Tracks of Puyo Puyo from Mega CD. Alright, cool. Well, we've reached the end of the show. Most people are like, yeah, thank goodness. Now I can actually go and do something decent with my time. I just want to bring up before we go. We got a bit of trivia about Puyo. Jamie said, did you know Fever is set in a different universe to the original Puyo games? In the first anniversary game, Arlil mentions to Amity that she's from another universe, if I remember correctly. Ah, that's interesting. Now, Fever was an interesting game from Puyo Puyo, the kind of series, because it actually allowed one player to enter a kind of different system altogether. It would remove the Poyos from the frame that you play in, and all you had to do was combo, and the more combos you could work up, the more you'd screw the other player over. So yeah, interesting kind of fever mode they brought into that, hence the name, of course. But yeah, I like that very much. If anyone wants any more tracks, then just let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to play one last song to see us off for the evening. But before I go, II1980 was talking about something that was really interesting. A kind of Sega back catalogue, Netflix-style, pay-monthly subscription service kind of thing. Really interesting idea. And he said, what do you guys think about it? And I was writing, and then I was like, you know what? I've got a microphone here, so I might as well actually just say, I love the idea. I like the idea of having all Sega games ever made as a back catalogue, accessible for like streaming or whatever. I mean, it would be one of those cool things if you could have like a streaming in a browser or something for a lot of those games. That would be awesome. It means you could play it on your phone or on your computer, or whatever. That would be something if I could just load it up and stream it right away without having to download it. Some of the later games, like the Dreamcast games and, you know, even more recent games, wouldn't be possible to do that. But, yeah, really interesting. Also, I would like Sega Gaga to be translated into English. That would make me buy the subscription service. An official translation, please. Yeah, thank you very much. All right, cool. Let's say goodbye to everyone then. Thank you everyone as always for tuning in tonight. You've been awesome, and it's been a pretty good show, I think. Pretty hype. Good. So thank you very much to Trigon, SPK, Brexy, WoFox, II1980, and when it was you, CD-ROM 1019, CTR, D'Artagnan. Oh, and hello to D'Artagnan. Welcome back, dude. It's nice to see you here. And Dragonblaze 123, Fluffy Foxy, a ton of guests. Jamie 64326, John the VG Nerd, who's actually fixing his Dreamcast at the moment, good luck, dude. And Lime, McBine, Sarah Rose, Spinnick, TCB, Trainer Purple, Trekkie, Twinnie, Vegeta, Voice, and Zimmer Fox. And Sarah Rose has a Crush 40 Sonic Youth track to request. And although that's not an arcade track, I'll whack it in at the end for you. Of course, Sarah Rose will play that track for you in a moment after this one. So over on the Radio Sega forums, Kaito Kun posted a video of what he'd been listening to recently, and yes, it was it's Takanobi Mitsuyoshi doing what he does best, singing Let's Go Away from Daytona, and I couldn't help but watch the whole thing and just smile. He just looks like he's having so much fun. So yeah, if you like a bit of Takanobi Mitsuyoshi, why wouldn't you, then head over to the Radio Sega forums and check out that post on the What Are You Listening To at the Moment. But for now, you don't have to, because I'm going to drop that song for you right now. As always, thank you everyone for tuning in tonight, and we'll see you all next week. Yeah, we're out of here. See ya. Bye. Cheers.
rhythm control. Down the crash, coming, not on the three. Better hurt yourself. Are you right? It's a body coming off behind you. Come on.
Radio Sega. 10 years, the Sega is.